Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Patty,
tell me, what are you getting for Father's Day? What giftage have you thought about?
I have not even thought about it yet, Pat. So have you got some thoughts and ideas?
Well, look, fear not.
Right.
I'm going to tell you about Manscaped.
Okay,
because they
yes.
are saving the day yet again with a total package for the father figure in your life.
This sounds amazing.
Well, unfortunately, it's not going to work for Mal, is it?
Well, no, because I mean,
because he's
you know,
got zero hair.
Mal is very bald.
Very bald.
Very bald. Unlike Marty, your
Unlike
husband.
My husband.
Yes, who is very hairy.
And Ian can be quite hairy.
Yes, actually he is. He's quite a hairy beast.
So, you can trust Manscaped to come up with the best package for Father's Day. And you want to hear something better?
Yes.
With our code.
Yes.
You get 20% off plus free shipping.
So what is it that I can get from Manscaped that would be, you know, good for me to get for Ian or for, well, I mean, not for Mal as we just established, but for Ian?
Right. You can get the essential lawnmower.
Right. What is the essential lawnmower?
It's waterproof.
Yeah.
It's a cordless body trimmer.
Hello.
And it has everything you need for your perfect grooming routine.
Right. Now, do you know what? Ian has recently gotten quite into the male grooming.
This is for Ian.
So I think we should... I'm definitely going to have to look at the Performance Package 4.0 with the essential lawnmower in it. And also, I believe that they do a thing for your nose hairs.
They've got a weed whacker.
And not just any weed whacker. A Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer.
Ian needs that.
Oh my gosh, does he need that? He's very,
Ian,
very hairy.
Ian has got hairy ears.
Oh, I mean, he just sprouts them everywhere. I mean, this Manscaped is exactly what he needs.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to have to get myself on there. I'm going to have to go to manscaped.com and you use the code FINDING. So you go to manscaped.com, insert the code FINDING, and you'll get 20% off with free shipping.
The other thing about Manscaped is that it reduces grooming accidents because it's got the advanced skincare technology, which is great for grooming those more private areas.
Yes.
Because you're not going to get your little nicks and, you know, it's got everything in the package and it's got super safe technology.
Which is what you've got to be safe with your hairy parts, haven't you?
Absolutely.
You really have, yes.
That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code FINDING. Make this Father's Day one he won't forget. Rossi, where the fuck have you been?
Well, he's been on bloody TV, Pat, isn't it?
Oh.
We've had so many messages. Where's Rossi?
Where's
Rossi coming back?
When's he
Why's
back?
Rossi gone? Yeah. Why is Rossi not on air? Honestly, I
can only apologise, but I've had the craziest couple of months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do apologise for my absence.
Well,
but
we're happy you're back, Rossi, but we want to hear all the goss, all the inside info scoop knowledge, what went on, what you loved, what you hated, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, there's a lot of it. So for people who don't know, I went on a reality TV show on Channel 4 called Rise and Fall back in March. Was it March time? I think it was.
I think it was.
So I nearly didn't do it as well. 2 days before, I rang up and said, listen, I can't do this, because it was a Big Brother kind of style where they take your phone away for 3 weeks. So you're in this kind of weird environment.
Oh, gosh.
Like, so basically it was a basement I was put in, a dirty shithole of a basement, and it was 24 nice. Hour filming. All we could eat was soup, and we had to make our own bread from
was
just
you. Was that genuine then?
Yeah,
was that
genuine.
Actually genuine?
Yeah, so it all started, well, we had to actually do a week in like solitary confinement in a hotel, not seeing anyone, but we were allowed our phones and we had a chaperone. So they were allowed to take us out for like a little dog walk during the day. It felt like COVID again.
Were you put on a lead, Rossi?
I was put on a lead. I asked for the lead.
You wanted requested that.
The gag in my mouth. So
I can imagine. Yeah.
Outside the Adelphi Theatre, they were looking, thinking, what the hell's going on? that was like 5 days in solitary. I had a lovely medical as well in Harley Street, which was lovely.
Did you have the bum?
Oh, I had it all. I had to bend over, cough. I got a lollipop as well after that. I was such a good boy.
Oh, wow.
So, and you never think all this goes into just going on one TV programme, but obviously health and safety and all that.
Yeah.
So I finally got the green light, but they rang me. So everyone went on the Tuesday, and they rang me on the Tuesday. They said, you're not going to go in today. And I went, oh, no.
Oh, shit.
So they've dropped me. But then they said, like, you're going to go in. You're definitely going to go in, but it will be like a bombshell. And I thought, oh, God. So I had to wait two more days, which was a bit, I don't know.
Is that when you found it worse?
Yeah, because I thought everyone's gone in.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to form like little groups.
Relationships.
You know, so I thought, oh, it doesn't matter. I rang all my friends. I even spoke to you guys and like, oh, no, it'll be brilliant and all this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they rang me on the Thursday and said, right, you're going in tonight. And I thought, oh, my God. I had like 5 hours to get my shit together.
Yeah.
And they drove me to this secret location, which is now, it was the TfL building, the Transport for London building.
That's right.
And they
kitted it. Where it was?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. So they kind of kitted it out. They put all the flags on top. So the top of it was the penthouse, which was all opulent lifestyle. And it was all a set, obviously.
Yes.
And then, I went in there and they obviously done all the things. Security patted me down, like all contraband I had up. I was keistering lots up my arsehole, which I had to...
I had to release.
That took about 2 hours. I eventually got into the kind of house, if you like, at 2 in the morning down the lift. I came out of the lift into the basement at 2 in the morning. And throughout the show we were filming till like 4 in the morning.
That's so weird, isn't it?
But the thing is, I've never felt so awake in all my life.
Yeah, I bet.
Because I think the adrenaline's permanently on.
So
I walked through into the basement and I walked out because the lifts weren't really real because they had lifts. It was all surrounded.
Oh, like, they weren't real, those lifts?
No, so they're all wooden lifts. Wow. And you got in them and there was like a trapdoor out the back.
Yes.
You
know?
Right.
And there was a separate one that could just film you and like get good shots of you. So, yeah, there were fake lifts. Yeah.
Wow.
But you actually only ate soup. Because I had this, when I was watching it, I was like, yeah, they've got that soup. Then someone's coming in with a bacon sandwich or somebody's giving them a cup of tea.
All you could drink was water as well. And I thought, I can't drink water. I gag if I drink. I need my cherries and berries in there. So I thought, I'm fucked. Everyone said, you're going to be screwed, mate. So I went in there and I grew so fond of Jack, a guy called Jack in there. We had a bit of a bromance going on because he's such a lad. I thought, I'm not going to get on with him. I walked in and thought, I'm going to be the funny one. I walked in and he was tall, handsome, golden brown.
And
really funny. I thought, you cunt.
You bastard.
You fucking bastard. And I said that to him. So you're an arsehole. Anyway, so me and him lost a stone in there. Yeah.
No.
Cause,
no.
Yeah, because all we were eating, they had this disgusting soup, and it felt like, do you know, like porridge, the consistency
yes,
of porridge.
Yes,
it was that, but like oh. tepid, and it was all bitty, but no flavour. And me and Jack, he was heaving into the bin, and we were saying we can't eat it. We actually went and told someone, said this is disgusting. They said all the nutrients are all in it. It's all been scientifically proven. We said yes, but it's fucking
but
shit.
It's
we're not eating.
Yeah.
So they did change it to minestrone. So, and poor Eddie was making all the bread for us just with yeast and flour, so that had no flavour, and it was just water. So we just had no caffeine, no sugar. So.
A major detox then.
It was a major detox, which was great because I was on, we were on like a normal level the whole way through. It was no like, and then as soon as we were up in the penthouse, you can have anything. Mm. And I mean.
Can you? Like anything? Yeah, can you? Yeah. Will they order stuff in for you?
Yeah, they would order. There was a little room that we could have. We had McDonald's in. We had, honestly, but we went up there. They said, do you want a McDonald's? I went, really? Am I allowed? Like I've just come from. prison, and they got this big McDonald's for us. We couldn't eat it; just ate half a burger. And like the,
it's a bit like the old what happens when they go into I'm a Celeb, isn't it?
Yeah,
that exact same thing. Like
very similar vibes.
We were eating that soup was like three times a day. It was the same three times a day: breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They brought these big vats in that they had in this little fridge, and then we had to heat it up on the cooker. I've got a funny story about the fridge. Do you know when under the counter fridge you get the little ones?
Yes.
Well, Isaac, who came in halfway through the show, we got on so well, and he was up for doing pranks. They didn't show half the pranks we got up to. Anyway, me and Jack was sitting there one day because it was a bit boring down in the basement. There was lots of time to kill. So we said to Isaac, do you reckon you can fit in the fridge? And he went like this. Yeah, I'll give it a go, in his little wiggly accent. So we took everything out, all the, you know, the little glass shelves, the tin of the soup, and we shoved him in there, right? And listen, he was all above board with this. He said, we were trying to play the game, where can we fit Isaac, basically. So
amazing.
We popped him in the fridge, and then all of a sudden, welfare's come out. And we said, listen, do you think that's a good idea, guys? And said, yes, he's been very naughty. We're calling him down. And throughout the show, he
was he
amazing.
Really great?
Oh, everyone in that. Do you know, I do miss the people in there because everyone was amazing. There were certain people I didn't get on with, but I didn't have one argument in there.
No.
So,
do you know what when I watched it, do you know what I thought? Because for me, the basement looked like the place I'd want to be, in all honesty. Like, it looked like you had a laugh. But
other than the food.
Imagine, other than the food. But also, the other thing for me was no daylight.
Exactly. So the daylight thing, there were no windows. No, there were all, obviously, the two-way mirrors that they do, like the Big Brother style-y. We didn't have any time, knowing of any time.
Because at least in Big Brother and also in the penthouse, like,
you can
get a sense of the time of day.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, it's morning.
Morning,
and then you know, you get to lunch. Like, you can...
This is it.
In there, you must have got so institutionalised.
Oh, it was very odd. It was very odd. And it was like what you just said, institutionalised. I think I got Stockholm Syndrome, which is where you grow to kind of fancy and love your captors, isn't it? Captors.
Yeah. Yes.
And there was a producer there that I fell in love with because she was like a high school mistress or whatever you want to call her. She was like a... She used to boss us about, and I fell in love with her, basically.
Did you come out and when you say to Lucy, can you tell me to turn my mic up and can you draw the curtains?
Oh, don't. Yeah, it's like we used to. Oh, and they used to wake us up in that basement with sirens like this.
Oh, no.
I know. But you're right, Ruth. It was like the daylight thing was a bit of an issue.
Do you think it did have, like, more of an effect on you, like, psychologically than you thought it was going to, or like how did you feel about
all
of that?
They were really good, though. We had psychiatric chats. We had them in there, out of there, and still to this day, they call us. They still contact us 6 months on, and we had lots
That's
of welfare talks. Yeah, and do you know, like the diary room in there, like
and
it was called MIV. They called it MIV. You went in there and just spilt your beans, and I cried in there. Obviously, I was wetter than an otter's pocket, which we've talked about. Otter's pocket. honestly, they know how to pull the strings in there.
I bet.
When I first went in, because I was worried about giving my phone up, because I'm addicted to my phone. Everyone knows that. I've always got my bloody phone in me, and which is terrible. Yeah.
I think most of us are, to be perfectly honest with you, Rossi.
Do you know what? When I got rid of it, I didn't miss it.
Did
when
you feel free?
Because, yeah, well, it wasn't free. It was like, it was back to, because we're in the basement, we're all a group striving to get like that prize fund up. And we were playing card games that I haven't played for years. Like, amazing. And just playing pranks. It was like being in a boarding school where you've been naughty and you've had all your niceties
taken away. Yeah.
And like, even the only thing, and it was weird, we were all addicted to toothpaste because that was the only thing that had taste down in the basement. We got normal toothpaste. Everyone was brushing their teeth all the fucking time. I'm like, hang on a minute. You won't have any bleeding dentures left. We had the best teeth.
I suppose that does kind of help with the hunger as well.
It does.
Because quite often if you brush your teeth, you kind of freshen your mouth up.
Exactly.
You don't want to kind of eat really after that, do you?
Oh, well, obviously we had to do those tasks down in the basement to win the money.
Yeah, what were they like?
Oh my God, that first one. Was so they said to us...
Dog food.
Yeah, when I went in, and then I think the next morning there was a work shift, as they called them, and they said, they gave us the lift calls out what you're going to do, and they said, today you're going to be food tasters. So obviously then everyone's going, oh my God, what is it going to be? Perhaps we're just trying really awful foods. Anyway, we got into the area where they do all the food, all the work shifts.
Yeah.
And there was all those tins of fucking dog. Oh, and we all went, oh, dear God. So we stood in a line on that conveyor belt. The first one came out, which was dog biscuits. Now, Joanna, who was at the starting, you know, the start bit, rammed four in her mouth, not realising how dry they were. And then I put one in and you see it on TV. I go, these are like fucking Rivitas. Anyway, everyone's finished their one and Joanna's still chomping away on four of her dry dog biscuits. We were all pissing ourselves. But that was the easiest one. The next one that came out was a vegetarian dog food, right? And I thought, rammed it in my mouth, as they do. And
you've done that before.
I thought, I've done that many a time. I thought, hang on a minute, this is like a veg. Oh, it's curried, a little bit curry. And all of a sudden, this horrible taste hit the back of my throat.
Oh, no.
And the consistency. God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The worst one for me, though, was a pilchard cat food. And it was all lumpy.
The one that I thought would have been so hard was when you were on the treadmills in the sauna.
Well, you know what happened there. I completely fucked up, because they gave us a little go beforehand, because it was one of the treadmills that don't go around on their own, so you have to move them yourself. And they put me in there with, I think it was Ramona, Eddie.
Isaac. Moses,
who was a personal, basically, body of a god. And then Eddie, who's been in the army. Well, Ramona, obviously, she said she'd done a bit of running, whatever. And I thought, I've done 5Ks. I can do this. Anyway, obviously the sauna was like 40 degrees in there.
I
was sniffing
up
and it was burning my nostrils. Anyway, I looked down because it was green. And when it went red, it means you failed it. Anyway, I looked down to try and change my footing and it bloody stopped. So I got obviously voted out. And then all of a sudden, the anger that I was so angry. And like the emotions in there are 10 times what
I bet.
Get. Yeah, because you're like, I've fucked up. You know,
and I suppose it's like when you fuck up and it's just yourself and you've only like let yourself down, you can kind
you
of accept it. But when you know you've done something that now is actually impacting other people, that's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, and like I said, the emotion, I mean, being out, if that happened out, you know, you just, but in there it was like double. And then they called me into this little MIV room and said, listen, you've just failed that. And Jack, who's been voted up into the penthouse, he thought you could do it. The floodgates opened. I started blaring my blood, honestly. And I was like, what the hell just happened? And weird things affect you when you're in that environment. And I never thought they would. But
You at any point, like, want to quit? Or go home? Or was there points where you were like, do you know what, I'm done with this?
No. So I went in there and I thought, this is going to be difficult. Because I did, 2 days before I rang and said, listen, I've got a two-year-old son. Because that's all I was thinking. Because I knew Luce, my wife, would be okay. You know, she knows how to survive without me. I think she preferred it.
most women do.
Yeah, most women do. Yeah. Littlewoods, I thought, oh, God. But, you know, I went in there in Sydney, who's also got a little girl close to Woody's age. We chatted. Every time we felt a bit down or thought, oh, what is it? Could it be bath time?
Yeah, but
we kind
come
of...
on, there was a funny bit, wasn't there, when she asked you... Yeah. Are you missing him? Are you missing him? And you said, I can't believe he's gone. Anyway, hopefully I'll be up in the penthouse or something. And Rossi, I was asking about your son.
Are you I think she said, are you missing your boy? And I went, and I went, oh, I'm so upset he's gone like that up into the penthouse. She went, no, I meant your son. That was such a funny moment. We were laughing like that for ages.
So funny.
Oh, my God.
But what happens in there when like, because obviously there was a little bit of argy-bargy between Sophie and...
Yes.
Who was it between? Who did she fall out with? They had a little bit of a fight, didn't they?
She fell out with a lot of people.
Oh, the Brazilian guy. Can't remember his name.
The Brazilian guy, Jay.
Who wanted to be in a hot tub with you.
With me, I don't know where that came from, but that was a funny story. So, obviously, we had to ask for stuff off the, you know, the... whatever you call them. I can't even remember the names.
The rulers.
I was in it. Fucking hell, I've forgotten. so the rulers, you had to ask for, like, you know, niceties, like bus and all that. And when we were rulers, Jack and Moses were down there, and me and Connor were up in the penthouse just buggering about, thinking, making cocktails, spilling shit everywhere.
That's right.
Making a mess. Anyway, so, and they were filming down there for ages, that part. Anyway, Jack and Moses come up, pissing themselves, laughing, come in and said, you won't believe what this Jayus has asked for. And I went, sorry, what? And he went, well, we've granted it to him. He wants 20 minutes in the hot tub with you and ice cream and champagne. I went, you can fuck off.
I mean, he was into you, wasn't he?
He was.
But why? And they had me on for at least an hour, but they didn't show that on TV. All they said was, because they said they'd actually done it and I would have to get in the hot tub. And I was like, you fuck. But, oh, no.
What happens between... So, obviously, Sophie rubbed quite a lot of people up the wrong way. Didn't
Sophie,
she really rubbed him up the wrong
way. She did. I think it was because... I think she said she was going to vote for him to go up, and she did.
That's right.
Yeah, she didn't.
But why? But what happens when there's like a argument, or like what did like producers come in?
I wasn't down there at the time, but I heard that little altercation happen, and then we kind of, because obviously we got out, and it was still on TV, so we were all watching it at home whilst it was out, and that was the first. And Sophie was giving her side of the story, and this. I can't remember, was it Jay? He basically wasn't in our WhatsApp group, so he couldn't defend himself. Anyway, it sounded like it was all him, but when he came out on TV, it looked like she'd also
very
a big instigator in it.
Yes.
But obviously in the end,
I felt for him that he was asked to leave.
Yeah, I did.
It's very odd.
That was fair.
Yeah.
It's very odd, I think, because he...
Basically through water.
Yeah. Or even if it was a defence mechanism of his, he got his marching orders. But that was the only... And I never met him because obviously I was already up in the...
In the penthouse.
Which was... The penthouse was lovely, but it wasn't as good as the basement. There was a bit of camaraderie down in the basement. Yes. As soon as you go up into that penthouse, it was a bit like...
It becomes brutal, doesn't
it?
Yeah,
who's going to...
You're basically like, you know, each for their own up there, isn't it?
It is. And
you know,
I'm
here, I'm going to look after myself. I don't really care how much I kind of defend anyone else or look after anyone else. Whereas in the basement, you are very much
a team, you look out for each other and you want to do well.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And we were playing jokes on each other, having fun. I mean, I stuck Jack's pants on my head, didn't I?
That was hilarious.
And I only done that. They weren't dirty. There was this thing. He used the same scent balls that we've talked about on this podcast.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Well, basically, they start... Well, we take our clean clothes in, and then after we've used them, they'll wash them, but they'll put them in their own whatever detergent. There's a funny story about that. Anyway, so Jack had one more pair of pants left, and they smelt of home. And it was like a week. So I sniffed them and said, right, I put them on the head, didn't I? And ended up in the Star newspaper for that.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
But this is a funny... Oh, it did because of the smell. So we're all sniffing. I'm going, smell that. They're like contraband, sniffing pants.
Sniff my pants.
So we... And this was a funny bit, though. Jack started wearing the pants washed by them. he only got an allergic reaction. He got the world's spottiest arse I've ever seen.
No.
Yeah, so we all had to take it in turns of rubbing like, ointment into his arse.
Oh, I bet he loved that.
Lovely. Tiny penis.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? Someone who's that good looking.
As attractive as that.
Attractive, good body.
He's got a chode.
He's got a tiny penis.
I shouldn't say that, should I? But I'm mine's much bigger. So fuck you, Jack.
And what in terms of, you know, what you miss about it.
Yeah.
Because I think doing a show like that. Firstly, actually, let me just circle back a little bit.
Circle back.
What was it like when you came out? Like, tell us a little bit
closet.
Of the closet. Of the homosexual closet. What was it like when you came out of there, though? How was that?
Obviously it was filmed like for 3 weeks solid, like I said, and we were like four in the morning, so it was just heavily filmed. And it went, that last week went so quickly because it was when you're in the penthouse, it's a lot of filming, like in the basement because there's only a few of you up. Yeah, you're being filmed and there's crews coming in. So yeah, it got to the final and all the final happened. I went out, didn't I? I came sixth and that was brilliant. I never thought I'd get to the final. And then I thought, that's it. I'm out the door. So they took me out to this little room and shot me. They put me in this room for about an hour and speaking to, you know, this welfare lady. And she was going, oh, you don't seem yourself, Ross. I said, of course I'm not my fucking self. I've just been voted out. Can I go home? Right. Can I have my phone back? No, we can't do that. Then all of a sudden, they took me back to the basement. They took me downstairs in this other lift, came out, and one of the producers met me and said, you're going back in. Oh, I went, what the hell's going on? And they sent me back in, and all of the cast, basically, were in there getting ready to go up to the penthouse to watch the final.
Of course.
So that was like a surprise because I got to meet people I've never met before.
Yeah.
Because they obviously were voted out. And then that went until 5 a.m. And then, 5 a.m. Then a car took me, Connor and Matt, I think, to a random hotel, which they put me in with no TV, one phone and two phone numbers, which were my dad's, Daddy, and Lucy's, my wife. So I rang Luce at like 5 a.m. and said, hello, I'm out. And she was like, oh, my God. Aww. Yeah, because obviously I hadn't spoken. And then, I went back on the Sunday to do a bit more finishing off. And then I went back to my dad's house for a couple of days and it was surreal. It was weird.
I found something totally off the subject of Rise and Fall. I found something quite funny this week that I thought I would share with you both.
Oh, please do.
So, nicknames for co-workers. Somebody sent me this, okay?
Yeah, go on.
So you got Kit Kat, always taking a break.
Yes.
That's me.
Butter Knife, not the sharpest tool in the box.
Yeah, nice.
Arthur, does half a job.
Yeah.
This is one of my favourite. Motion Light, only works when someone walks past. How many times have you done that?
Oh my God. I'm like
a motion
light.
You've been looking at your phone. You've thought, shit,
someone's coming.
Do you know what?
Wiggle the mouse.
I'm going to use that.
That one, isn't it? E.T. always wants to go home. Seaweed. This is funny. This is funny, this one. Seaweed. Floats around all day and stinks like shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. That one work colleague
who you just avoid.
Lantern, not very bright and has to be carried.
Oh, that's good. That's
deck
good.
Chair, always folds under pressure. G-spot, you can never find them. Daisy, some days he's in, some days he isn't. Foreskin, disappears when things get hard. Oh, good.
Foreskin disappears when things where did you find they were? Did people send them in?
Somebody sent that to me on Instagram. I read them and was like, that is it. Because you, as soon as you say it, you can think of the person in your office, can't you?
I'm
like,
going to have to.
Absolutely think of that person that just floats around all day and stinks like shit.
I'm going to have to use them on TikTok. I'm going to have to do it, aren't I?
Yes, yeah. I'll send them to you. They're so funny, aren't they?
Them on, yeah.
They are brilliant. So fun. And I knew that they'd make you laugh. Motion Light, I think, is my favourite.
Oh, the foreskin one is brilliant.
I think like foreskin, I like that one.
Foreskin disappear when things get hard.
Get hard.
Oh, absolutely. That's a winner. That's a winner.
And has there been anything you've been heavily into, Rossi? I mean, I've just landed that on you right at this moment.
You have. What have I... Oh, God. What have I been heavily into?
Well, I mean, you went to the races.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, I did, actually. I've never been to the races. So, Epsom Derby I went to. And, I've never been to the races. So, I did heavily get into it.
Did you make any money? Did you win anything?
Oh, God, no. I lost 20 quid. Gamble responsibly, everyone.
Yes.
I didn't. I lost my house, my wife, and my child.
Shit.
And my will to live. No, I did. No, listen, I didn't really gamble. I was invited. I was very, very lucky to be invited. And it was such an amazing day. The weather was lovely.
Yes.
I saw Frankie Dettori. Yeah.
You were hanging out. He did his last race, didn't he? Frankie Dettori did his last race.
It was his last derby. Yeah, derby race. Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
And you were hanging out with someone who I absolutely love.
Same.
Oh, who?
Kate Lawler.
She's absolutely lovely. We got slightly pissed together on Pims,
to be honest. Brilliant.
And I didn't realise... Well, I used to have Pims back in my cabin crew days, and it used to fuck me up back then. I forgot how much, and I messaged my wife, and she went, what are you drinking? Because obviously a driver picked me up now, because I'm...
Because
I'm a demanding
Rossi
bitch.
Woods from Rise and Fall.
From Rise and Fall, Quiffin All. Yeah, so I knew I had a driver, and... So she said, what are you drinking? I went, Pims. And she went, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. Oh, right? No. So they kept bringing these jugs of Pims, and I was drinking it. And I thought, I'm going to get up and go and put a bet on. I got up and forgot how to use my legs. So...
I mean, Pims is lethal because it tastes almost like fruit.
It's just like juice, isn't it?
It's the summery drink that you can't put down. Yeah. I mean, so we went outside then, and also a guy called Sonny Jay was there. I think he's on Capital Radio.
He's on Capital.
Do you know him?
Yes. Doesn't he? Yeah.
Lovely guy. Great body. Jeez. He's like carved.
I thought he sounded like an orange juice.
What? Sonny Jay?
Sonny Jay, yeah. Do you want a glass of Sonny Jay?
I'll tell you what, I'm surprised more women don't want a glass of Sonny Jay. Because if I was that way inclined, I would definitely have a glass.
He's very handsome, isn't he?
Oh. Good looking lad, lovely teeth, lovely body, yeah. Lovely Gucci sunglasses. Oh, I don't want to say brands, but yeah.
Gucci, say it, darling.
Yeah, Gucci.
Say it.
He had a bit of gucky on. So went outside with him and everyone, really. We were just all, you know, mucking around. Went outside and, there was a cocktail bar out there. So I said, oh, yeah, do you want something? So we got something. It was one of the strongest things I've ever had. And I thought, oh, shit, now I'm in trouble. I was heavily into the races and and heavily into the paracetamol after that.
Afterwards, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this urban is called Hagging.
Okay.
Hagging.
H-A-G-G-I-N-G. Hagging.
Hagging.
Yeah.
Hagging. Mm.
Is it anything sort of to do along the lines of pegging?
No.
No, right. Okay.
It's not like pegging.
Haven't done that in a long while.
No.
Is it something to do with like, if like women are being a bit old hags? Haggy. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you?
Right.
Is it anything to do with food?
Nothing to do with haggis or Scottish things or anything like that, no.
Okay,
it's when you meet up with your friends and it's agreed upon that no one is going to put any effort in to make themselves look nice. You go with greasy hair, no makeup and trackies, and that is completely encouraged. Hey, Saz, I'll be over at 7 for the movie. Is that okay? Yeah. Katie and Julia hagging too, right? That's
brilliant.
is my optimum hangout. When
that
everybody's
you are the top. You are the queen of hagging. You are.
Oh, my God. Wow. If people are like, come over but put shit all effort in, I am there.
Oh, I mean, to be honest, Pats, you quite often hag even if you're going out.
Oh dear.
No, that's not true. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck
you. I've been in the office today and I have made a lot of effort.
No, yeah, you've had your hair. Do you have you
I had my hair done, I've put makeup on.
I mean, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. You can be a bit haggy, you know, you're a bit sort of hit and miss hag.
It's a miss hag.
Yeah, I think
you're miss hag. Sounds like your stage name.
Miss Hag.
Sometimes, like, you know, sometimes when we go out somewhere, I think, oh, Pat's, you know, Pat's will come looking good because we're going out somewhere. And then I turn up and I go, oh, God.
Oh, no, you don't.
She's turned up as a hack.
Oh, no, this is going to go on and on now, isn't it?
When has that happened?
When we went to Pub in the Park.
I didn't look like a hack. I wasn't hagging.
You were.
Was I?
Yes.
Did I have greasy hair?
Yes.
Oh.
And you smelled of poo.
I was seaweed that day.
Oh, yeah, you were seaweed floating around stinking as shit.
Yeah, I do sometimes. It depends what, like, day I've had at work and shit.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever hagged, unless I've been poor.
I don't think you have.
You are not a hag.
No,
I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. I have to do my hair. I can't go out with greasy hair. No way.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think that's probably from your air stewarding days.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because you always have to look immaculate, don't you, on flights?
I mean, now, well, I don't know why I'd done a horse noise just then.
I was going to say, that was a lot of...
Did you like that?
Yeah.
I learned that. So it's because I've been at fucking Epsom. I'm full of
them.
I can do all types of different horse now. What other ones should we do?
It's the races for you.
I don't know what's going on. No, but I would never hag. So that's no way. No fucking way.
I think I've become a little bit more haggy as I've got older. Actually, do you know what I think? I think COVID has made me more haggy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, and you just like, I couldn't give a shit. I'm not seeing anyone. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to look like a hag. I'm going to look like a piece of actual shit all day, and I don't care.
The price of tracksuit sales soared during.
Went to the roof, mate.
Didn't they?
Yes. The fucking roof, pal.
It was like Waynetta and Wayne Slot. Remember that? Wayne and Waynetta Slob. That's what it was. Everyone looked like them out of Harry
and Ford. And I think that's what's done it to me.
Even now, if I've got to go on a Teams or a Zoom call, I often am like, oh, well, don't care. Oh,
I'm just going to, I'm just going to hag from the waist down. That's fine. No one can know.
Oh, I still hag from the waist up.
I definitely call hagging from the waist down COVID chic.
Yeah, COVID chic. And then you go on and then they'll go, oh, no, you fucked up. You've hagged.
Could you just go and get this report for me, please, Ruth? Would you go and get the report that you printed off earlier?
Oh,
no. Get up. Can you just hagging waist down?
She's hagged from the waist down. And then the next time you're on, you just, you know, hag from
you
everywhere.
Just hag.
Yeah, you just hag. I'm going full hag.
Do you know what?
I'm not half hagging, I'm full hagging today.
I'm full hagging today. Yeah. You can't do jack shit about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I do quite like it, though, when friends are up for hagging.
Well, I actually went out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Went round to my pal, Sonning Borders, Tara.
Oh, Tara.
Okay.
Went round to Tara's. We went round to Tara's for Tara's tarts.
Oh, right.
Nice.
Okay.
It was actually quiches. Wasn't Tara's, but it obviously
worked. Yeah, but you can't
Tara.
Really rhyme
you can't call it Tara's.
No, Tara's quiches. It's got to be Tara's
tarts.
Anyway, so we're going round.
Seaweed.
There's five of us, right?
Yeah.
And I had actually made a lot of effort. I was definitely not in the hag zone, right?
Right.
And I'd made a lot of effort. I looked amazing.
I bet you did.
Anyway, about like, I don't know, 20 minutes before due to go, one of Sonning Borders' crew puts on our WhatsApp, by the way, I'm coming really haggy today. Obviously, she didn't use hagging because we didn't know hagging existed. But she basically said, I'm coming looking really shit. And then everyone else then went, me too. And I'm like, what the fuck? I've had a shower, I've washed my hair, I've styled my hair, I've put makeup. And then I'm like, well, I'll look amazing in front of everyone else.
Yeah.
because they all look like hags.
They were haggy.
Yeah, hang on, though. See, did you not feel a bit like the odd one out, not being haggy?
Well, I did.
Why did you? Should have just hagged yourself up. Rolled in, gone outside, rolled in fox's shit. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And they are. Arseholes.
There you go. I'm in the right zone.
You should have hagged yourself up.
Should have hagged up.
Hagged yourself down. I should have said down, shouldn't I?
Oh, yeah, hagged yourself down.
Yeah. Hagged yourself down. Yeah.
Ripped a shirt, ripped a sleeve off your bleeding dress or so. Yeah.
Yeah, tuck my skirt in my pants. In your pants, all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, lovely. I've put a picture of me doing the podcast tonight on social media, on the Instagram. Brilliant. And I've said, we've got an old friend back with us. I've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I've had 20 messages, everybody saying, please say it's Rossi. Please tell me Rossi's come back on. Please send it to Rossi.
So when I put a box up on my story yesterday asking for any sort of fodder, the amount of people that said, where's Rossi? Is Rossi coming back? Is Rossi going to be on? What's he doing? Yeah. And, you're just like, well, we're gonna fulfil your needs this week, guys.
Well, the needs will be fulfilled.
But then
Rossi's
going
grateful.
To Italy, and then Rossi's going to Cyprus, and then Rossi will come back and he'll be a massive fucking star. So we'll probably be less for dust, guys.
Yeah. Never, but I'm extremely grateful that everyone's asking. And you're right, I've got another... Yeah, I'm going to Italy with my normal day job, which I don't like normal work anymore, I've decided. No. It's shit and boring. Shit. So
you've gone full Stormzy now, haven't you?
I've got a Banksy jacket on. I've gone full Stormzy.
This is it now. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
way too big for your boots now.
You're right. No, but it is really odd. I mean, even at the races, people were coming up to me going, you're the There I Said It guy. And I was going, oh my God. I mean, not even you're the Rise and Fall guy. It's still
So what is next then? Is there some other stuff in the pipeline? Can you talk about it? Is it all hush hush?
Well, I've got an agent now. I had to.
Look at you, big dick.
You know, big
Rossi, big dicks.
Rossi, big dicks.
It should just be Rossi D dicks. Rossi B dicks.
Rossi B dicks. I might change it by deep.
Yeah, Rossi B dicks.
Rossi B dicks. So Rossi B dicks. I haven't got loads. No, I haven't actually got anything in the pipeline. It's like,
are there conversations being had?
Oh no. Well, yeah. Obviously, I said
you will have.
Actually, what I've said is right. I've rung my agent, said put me forward for anything because I'm a slag. So I'm a massive TV slag now. I want to be slagged out there.
In all honesty, though, Rossi B dicks.
Yeah, B dicks. Like,
do you think that doing Rise and Fall, because you know, like you said, you were very apprehensive about doing it, in that kind of two minds about, do I do it, do I not?
Yeah.
And has doing it made you think differently about doing anything else?
Absolutely, because I
really
because it was a reality thing, and I thought I really didn't want to go down that route. Yeah. But when I found out it was like the Traitors and it was Studio Land, but they've got a good record, I thought I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And you know, when you just sit back, if I didn't do it, I would have regretted it now, because I never thought I'd be able to eat dog. I never thought I'd be able to go and be filmed 24 hours. And it gave me a bit of the TV bug to see how it all worked. Because obviously you get to know loads of producers, how it all works.
Yeah.
And so much goes into it.
Yeah.
And like, it's just amazing. And I would love to do more. And I will do more, hopefully. But it gave me the bug. And when you get back to doing like a normal job, I know I work for my family and I love, you know, it's great fun. It's still just work in it, and it's you don't it's so I definitely want to do perhaps more in TV. You know, I've always wanted to do radio, so hopefully I can just sort out
something
some stuff.
Will come. Well
look, there's always a seat for you here while you're waiting.
Oh, absolutely,
always. Rossi,
always a seat whenever you want to come on,
have a laugh
and bring us a little bit of a laugh. You are more than welcome. But honestly, Rossi, thank you so much for coming on,
being
for
part of our little
us.
Crew for a while. It's been wonderful.
We will have you back when you come back from your holidays, if you want to come on, no pressure. Yeah.
Haggy,
honestly, we love it when you stop by.
You.
So
thank you.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ep in the bag. Remember, there's loads of ways that you can find, if you don't already follow Rossi on Instagram, which I'm sure you do. It's just Rossi D Woods. You can find Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email. If you've got anything that you're into or you found funny or you think's dickish, just send us an email. It's findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I, minus Rossi, sadly, will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.